Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's December now, and that's when the movie awards start to pile up. This week, I'm looking at some of these hard hitters, the movies with famous directors and stars that, who knows, they might end up being nominated for a prize. This week, there's a kitchen sink drama in Coney Island, a legal drama in L.A., and a romantic drama in a secret Baltimore laboratory. Wonder Wheel, written and directed by Woody Allen. It's the late 1950s in Coney Island. Humpty and Ginny are a middle-aged couple living in a rundown apartment overlooking the Ferris Wheel. Humpty, played by Jim Belushi, is an angry drunk currently on the wagon who manages the carousel. Ginny, played by Kate Winslet, is a former actress who is a waitress at the Clam Shack, where she says she's playing the part of waitress in an ongoing drama. She has a little kid from her first marriage, Richie, who's a petty thief and an aspiring arsonist, setting fires wherever he can. Life in this dysfunctional family is far from perfect, but at least it's stable. That is, until two things turn their lives upside down. First, Humpty's estranged daughter, Carolina, played by Juno Temple, shows up out of nowhere. They haven't spoken for 5 years, not since she married a racketeer. Now, she's on the lam, a marked woman, ever since she turned canary and sang about the mob to the cops. She moves into their crowded home, working with Ginny at the Clam House. Second thing that happens is Ginny meets Mickey, played by Justin Timberlake, a lifeguard on the beach. He's a grad student at NYU, and he loves the idea of dating a dramatic older woman. Soon enough, they're secretly meeting under the boardwalk for afternoon delights. That is, until Mickey meets Carolina, and everything starts to unravel. Okay, after watching Wonder Wheel, I kept wondering, did I just see a great movie or a terrible movie? It's certainly very different from Woody Allen's recent European comedies. This one feels like a stage play with theatrical lines from Mickey the narrator, who talks directly to the camera, to Ginny, who says things like, "I'm consumed with jealousy." I think that's intentional. I'm not so sure about the fact that most of the characters talk exactly like Woody Allen, down to his stammer and pauses. That might be unintentional. And the look of the movie is amazing, from the period costumes to the lurid colors of neon lights and the unexpectedly jarring camera work. It's just stunning. So I guess this movie is good. Roman J. Israel, Esquire, written and directed by Dan Gilroy. Roman, played by Denzel Washington, is a defense lawyer in present-day L.A. He's a partner in a small law firm. He minds the office while his partner goes to court, and he's an old-fashioned kind of guy. He wears big round glasses and ill-fitting clothes. He rides a bus to an office full of fool's cap and post-it notes, and he works under the watchful gaze of pictures of Angela Davis and Bayard Rustin. He sacrificed marriage, a social life, and material possessions in exchange for devoting his entire life to civil rights and equality under the law. That is, until his law partner of 30 years has a heart attack. Suddenly, Roman finds himself jobless, friendless, and almost homeless. Then a slick corporate colleague of his boss named George, played by Colin Farrell, offers him a low-level job at his firm. He refuses. But when he can't find paying work, when he's mocked by at a meeting of young activists, and when he's attacked by a mugger on the way home, he's faced with a tough decision. Stay true to his ideals or sell out and enjoy the profits. Only Maya, played by Carmen Ejogo, a woman he meets at an NGO, still believes in him. He ends up making an ethically dubious decision and he has to deal with the consequences. Okay, this movie's billed as a thriller and there are a few tense moments, but what it really is a character study of a man forced to re-examine his values in a changing world. Denzel is really great as Roman. He gets into the part, portraying him as an oddball, but a sympathetic and believable one. Story's very simple, but it's the details surrounding this fascinating character that keeps you interested. The Shape of Water, written and directed by Guillermo del Toro. It's Baltimore in 1962. Eliza Espinoza, played by Sally Hawkins, is an elegant cleaning woman at a top-secret government lab. She loves hard-boiled eggs, bathtubs, and she lives above a movie theater. She's mute, not deaf, but mute, and communicates with her two best friends using sign language. There's Zelda, played by Octavia Spence, a talkative woman who translates and covers for her at work, and Giles, played by Richard Jenkins, a lonely illustrator in his 60s who lives with his cats in an apartment next door. So Eliza lives a routine life, same every day, until something strange shows up at the lab in a glass tank. It's like a creature from the Black Lagoon, part human, part fish. Eliza is scared, but also intrigued. She offers the creature hard-boiled eggs, which he scarfs down, and gradually they get to know each other, with her teaching him to communicate through sign language and learn about music, art, and human emotions. Could this be love? If only life were so simple. Creature arrived with Strickland, played by Michael Shannon, the agent in charge of the project, who's a racist misogynist who takes sadistic pleasure in torturing the creature with a cattle prod. And he plans to kill it and take him apart to study. Meanwhile, lurking in the shadows in the lab is a Soviet spy who observes everything, including Eliza's communication with the creature. Will their love survive? Okay, The Shape of Water is amazing. Model on classic Hollywood. I've seen it twice now, and it didn't drag for a moment. It's funny, romantic, surprising, violent, exciting. And the music, art direction, singing, dancing, dream sequences, the surreal sex sequences, the Cold War, Cloak and Dagger, everything about this movie is just amazing. Sally Hawkins is an unusual romantic lead, but perfect in her role. Shannon is hateable, but understandable as a villain. And Spence and Jenkins, as the comic and melancholy sidekicks, are both spot on. I really like this movie. Roman J. Israel Esquire is now playing Wonder Wheel and The Shape of Water, both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.